This podcast is brought to you by Bloke in a Bar.
Yes, it is, mate. We are all done and dusted with the podcast royale now, and we are looking forward to Magic Round.
We are.
You know what that means?
What does that mean, Josh?
It means there's going to be thousands of people in the Caxton car park getting blokes down their throats.
Thousands of people getting thousands of blokes down thousands of throats.
It's going to be so fucking sick. Do you reckon there's ever been more blokes down blokes' throats? And women's throats as well in one place at one time?
Absolutely not. Guinness World Records were here, they'd be breaking that record. And there's not a place that I'd rather get a bloke down my throat than the Caxton car park at Magic Round.
No, it's the greatest place to get a bloke down your throat. So guys, if you want to get a bloke down your throat and you're not going to be at the Caxton, make sure you go to blokeinabar.com, put in your postcode on the store locator and find out where you can get some bloke.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four Bs. I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four Bs, WK, okay. Which stands for Boost Week.
Basically. Lovely.
What's BBB Boost Week? So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 of worth.
Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pieces for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Beers. Bloody Brilliant Beers. On the piss.
And welcome back to the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast brought to you by Bluebet.
That's Clutz. I'm Dars. We are the Bloody Brilliant Beers. We started out reviewing craft beers on Facebook and now we bring you the conversations that you'd more than likely hear from the front bar at your local. And Clutzy, where are we today, mate?
Mate, Caxton Hotel. It's a Friday. Apparently the Reds are playing. The Rugby Union marketing pigeon is back in full effect because no one in Brisbane knows it at all.
Yeah, the only reason I knew about it is because when I was driving in, I saw the sign that said Lang Park traffic area, 15 minutes parking, which really fucks up our day.
Yeah, it does.
We've had to pay for, well, not pay, we get 2 hours free up the road.
So we'll see how we go there.
We tend to just fuck around when we come here and like take our time with everything. And it's like we can easily get what we need to do done in 2 hours. But I just hate having that time pressure.
Well, I personally enjoy my time with you.
Exactly. It's just ruining that for everyone.
But today we also have someone else.
We do.
Enjoying time with us.
A very special guest.
Very, very special guest. Been looking to do this for a while. The stars of a line finally. Billy Darcy. Mate, how are we?
Lads, what a pleasure to finally be here.
Hey? Oh, awesome.
Welcome to the Caxton.
I cannot believe it. My comedy show tonight has actually been pushed back half an hour by the Queensland Reds game.
Really?
Mate, to find out that my show was affected by a rugby union game, I thought, is this like a personal attack? Do not seriously look me in the eye and tell me there's like going to be a massive crowd for the Reds.
No.
There'll be, what do you reckon?
Well, 15, I think they've been averaging about 15,000 this year, but we have been on the slow decline. So.
Yeah, 15,000 might also be the Stan Sport viewer numbers for that competition.
Do you reckon there's much of an overlap in terms of like a Zen diagram of Billy Darcy fans and Queensland Red fans? Like, is there anyone who's got like was going to buy a ticket to your show and go, fuck, the Reds won't be finished by then?
Well, do you know what, Darcy? Private school boys are a large part of my demographic. So, scheduling nightmare for me. Yeah. I really should have checked ahead. I could have been playing the fucking Tivoli if the Reds weren't on. So, yeah, I've really blown that. Marketing department screwed it again. I mean, because I went to a private school, so rugby union was a big deal when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And then when I graduated, I like moved into the real world and was like, oh, no one gives a fuck about this.
Yeah, it's a bit of an eye-opener, isn't it?
Also, like, no one gives a fuck about school.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucked.
And then the thing is as well, though, with rugby union, I reckon whoever signed that Stan Sport deal should be shot and killed. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. It's like no one's already watching it.
Yeah.
Let's put it behind a paywall on the most obscure app.
Yeah.
Like, barely anyone has Stan.
Yeah, let alone Stan Sport. It's also so expensive. Like, no, it's not that expensive, but in terms of like...
Oh,
like
in terms comparing of what you're to, paying for extra. Yeah, like
comparing it to something else.
It's an absolute raw. Yeah, it's like ridiculous. An extra $20 on top of whatever the Stan subscription is. It's like...
We pay for it through the business as a business expense. I reckon I've watched 3 games and we've probably had it for 2 years.
I've watched more Shoot Shield and Queensland Premier Rugby than actual Super Rugby.
Dude, how hard is it? This is me in the mark in the streaming deal for Rugby Union. Yeah, lads, I reckon KO. Tools down.
Yeah, boom. Yeah, literally.
That's not the difficult. Only place for sport. If you're literally. Not on KO, it's like the A-League is on Paramount Plus.
Yeah. See, I didn't even know that.
Weird, and then there's like tennis or something on Amazon Prime now.
Yeah, and like you have to have like the nichest like taste to get into these apps. Like Stan Sport is like Europa League and like PFL, MMA and Rugby Union. And it's like, who is into these three things
exactly.
as a group?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Also, surely you just take the cut and put it on 7 or 9. You know what I mean? Like I know 9 and Stan are sort of like a line, but just make it free.
Yeah, it's. I don't know why you're trying to get people to pay for such a shit product.
They don't
the
watch. Yeah, you're like trying to get people to pay for this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Which is the reason why it's free. Thank you for tuning in.
Well, I'm like a casual rugby league fan. I'm like not that into rugby league, but I come and go.
Yeah,
I'm back into it now. But also, since the 6 again rule has come into rugby league, it's like rugby union lads. Like you're kicking for touch. You're in 45-minute scrums.
Yeah.
Like, the gap between the codes, as far as just entertainment to a casual fan like myself, not even close to it.
Mate, it's fucked. They had some... We're not big statistics people, but there was one that came out last year.
Thanks for clarifying.
That might shock people, yeah.
I had you pegged as a numbers man, brother.
It simulates me, like Jack Cronin. But, last year there was something that came out, and it was like... There was a game of rugby, and it was on average, the ball was in play... over that round of rugby for like 35 minutes out of the 80 compared to league where it was like 60 or 70.
Yeah.
I was like, that's ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
Like, I think the World Cup final was like 6-4 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was something fucking abysmal.
Mate, you can come watch my Division 4 soccer team. And the score will be the same.
Yeah.
You know, we might be on Stan Sport as well.
I was going to say, at least it'll be free.
Are you still playing your Division 4 soccer?
Look, to be honest, foolish of me to bring it up. I was kicked out of the squad,
unfortunately. Oh, no.
Political. Politics at its finest.
Because we're having a little look around earlier. Just for a little bit more info on Billy. And Darcy's like, mate, have you said that he's the greatest fourth grade sportsman
in Australia?
Yeah, I'm pretty notorious.
Because Klutzy is a bit of a sixth grade stalwart up here in the Brisbane rugby scene.
We just keep getting lower.
Just two elite sportsmen on a podcast. Yeah.
Well, I can't speak for Klutz, but I am extremely tribal.
Yeah.
Like, you just tell me who to hate. Like, people who grew up across the street from me, if their jersey's a different colour to mine, there's blood in the street.
And, as it should be.
Yeah. And so I was kicked out of my soccer team. How's this, right? Have you ever heard of this? I went from captain to not making the bench.
That's pretty fucked.
If that's not politics.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
Is?
Yeah. What happened? Who's the new captain?
Oh, well, we got a new coach, one of the lads. His name was Josh. He did his ACL, so he couldn't play anymore.
Yep.
Mm. And then so he became the coach and installed his little mate as the new captain.
Okay.
Yeah, right. No. So, and it's fine. Like, I was only playing for social reasons either.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even want a captain.
Yeah.
I think I was only the captain because I was the only person who was like, not too nervous to give a halftime speech. I would have happily given up the role. Like, I just wanted someone to hang out with after the game.
Have a beer with, yeah.
And then I was too sheepish to go and watch for like a whole season because, you know, I hated the cunt.
That's so fair. It's like you get out of school and it's like, wow, sporting politics is behind me. But when something like that happens, it just really shows that life is harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the thing with sport is like when I played cricket, we had the 5 grade teams and I thought I had like 55 mates. You know, I was the club captain, man about town. Like, well, I feel like when you're like 19 and 20, I reckon I had like 200 friends.
Yeah. Yep.
And then I stopped playing cricket and I was like, oh, I was actually only mates with like two of those blokes.
Yeah. Like I would only have a beer with, not many of those people.
50 acquaintances. Yeah. But we trained twice a week and played together.
Yeah, all day on Saturday.
So we have like these fishbowl friendships.
Yeah.
And I haven't spoken to almost any of them since.
That's the great thing about social sport. That's literally what happens with social sport though. Like, there's some fellas who I think I've been great mates with for ages, similar sort of thing. They've left and I'm like, I can't even remember his name. And it's been like 3 months.
Yeah.
And then you run into them like at the shops and you go, oh, fuck, not this bloke.
Yeah, literally.
Do we really need milk?
Do a bit of a goosey and go down aisle 4 instead of 3.
Yeah. Oh,
big time. I don't know. So I'm 29. I don't know if you guys have started doing this or how old you guys are, but I'm now at the age where I've straight up walked past a few blokes who were in my year at high school.
Yeah.
Just like we've locked eyes and just both gone, who gives
a fuck?
Not
today, yeah.
We weren't mates then.
Yeah.
We haven't kept in touch. Yep.
Did you go to your 10 year, we're also 29, but did you go to your 10 year, like school's 10 year reunion?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, because we did and we in the lead up, we were like, fuck this is going to suck, but it was actually good.
It was great.
Das, I had the fucking exact same experience. I was out the front of the venue going like, I'm just not going to walk in.
Yeah.
And you know, only like half my year turned up.
Yeah, well, there's a few absent from ours as well.
And I think the vibe around town was very similar. Everyone's like, oh, I don't want to do this. And mate, we had the best time.
Yeah, it's so good.
And it was actually kind of like inspirational in a way because like all the social groups had dissolved.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I saw like nerds talking to the footy guys.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with the drug guys.
Yeah.
You know, we got the wogs running amok. Like it was all happening.
Yeah. It was the same. It's same here. It was
same
so
for
good.
Us. Yeah. We started out at our old school watching rugby union, of course, on our old boys' day with all the plumbing in the building shitting itself and flooding literally everywhere. So we just came and looked up here at the Caxton.
How's this for fucking private school? Get to our 10-year reunion. Literally haven't set foot into the school in 10 years. Yep, it's in that building there. Walk in. Hey, guys, just a $10 cover charge to get in.
To the reunion.
To the reunion. And you still had to pay for piss and food in there. Like ridiculous. A donation to the... what even was the donation?
The tower fund.
Yeah.
The tower we've got fucking rebuilt 15 years ago.
Yeah. I would have said, here's the receipt for the 70 grand my parents gave me. You piece of shit.
We didn't even get a tour of the school or anything. Like,
I would have loved to have seen what's happening. The last time I went through that school before that was our footy clubs across the creek from it. And we had Mad Monday and we got our footy flags and walked through the school, forgetting that it was a boarding school and 6 p.m. is dinner time. So it's just all these pissed rugby players walking through our school with flags, screaming and shouting, and the teachers going, good to see you guys have grown up.
So yeah.
A bit of a humbling experience when you wake up the next day with head noise. But
yeah, we've all been there.
Mate, thing I wanted to bring up is, I don't know if you realise this, Darcy, and yourself, Billy, but your first name being Darcy, your last name being Darcy.
I did realise that,
with apostrophes.
Yeah.
This guy has copped so much shit for having an apostrophe in his name.
It sucks. So I haven't seen a lot of apostrophe action in the first name.
Yeah. Dude, I had to give a blood sample today for this boxing thing. And it was a very long story and not that entertaining, but had to ring up and basically pay for it over the phone because the place I went to, the pathology place, you couldn't pay for it there, which is stupid.
Yeah.
But the chick who was doing it called up for me. So she had my name and she's like, oh, the patient's name is Darcy, and spelt it out. She didn't know what the apostrophe was. She's like, D, is it a comma?
Don't say it.
I was like, yeah, I was like, it's an apostrophe. Like,
dude,
no
how
idea.
How much does the apostrophe fuck up your life?
Yep.
Please enter a valid name into this thing.
Oh my God.
You know what the worst part is? I'm dead set. My mum lives a long way away from Brisbane, but I saw her recently and it came up and she's like, yeah, I don't even know why I did that. And I'm just like, you have no fucking idea.
Honestly, it ruins every online form you've ever tried to fill out. I was moving to England when I was 19. I've been to New Zealand before just on a cricket tour, but basically my first overseas real trip.
Yeah.
New Zealand doesn't really care.
Yeah, it's like, I always say Auckland's like Brisbane.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, Auckland is like just a Brisbane Sydney ripoff.
Literally,
I mean, shout out.
We love Auckland.
Crap town. Yeah. But so basically my first overseas trip, I'm at Abu Dhabi Airport on a changeover. And I'm 19 and my visa for England has an apostrophe in it.
Yeah.
And my passport doesn't.
Oh.
And so I get taken away by like two blokes with machine guns and they're like, what's all this about? And I'm like, brother, I'm just going to burst into tears here. Like, I have no idea what's happening. And
please call
before I even clocked on to the apostrophe stuff.
Yeah.
And man, it was such a hassle. I was in there for like 25 minutes and they're like, this one has it, this one doesn't.
Yeah.
And I go, I don't know.
Yeah. Probably because you wouldn't let me put it on the passport or something. Yeah.
It's so annoying.
You know what is the biggest kick in the dick with it? And this is such a first world problem, but whenever you sign up for something and you get a confirmation email, and it's like, oh, you might not get this because it would use your first name, but it's like, thanks, Darcy, but it'll be like D, like hashtag, comma, like it just fucks up the code.
Yeah.
So just fucks your name. And well, everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, my dad works in IT and he said like IT script or code or whatever, the apostrophe doesn't exist in it.
Yeah, yeah. That's
you so can only smart. Do like hashtags or like plus minus. Yeah,
my name is always fucked on confirmation. Yeah,
you cannot
email.
Do apostrophes.
Yeah. It's just like, and to hear my mum say that she doesn't even know why she did it, really just like.
I mean, that's reckless.
Yeah. You know what I as well sticks with me about it is doing NAPLAN. Did you ever do, I don't know.
I mean, I did the NAPLAN. It did it like traumatize me for the next 20 years.
You know when you fill it out and you have the rows and you're like, do I put the apostrophe in? Do I leave it out? Does it get its own box? Does it get its own
does
row?
Does it get
like,
its own box? Yeah, I never knew that either.
Yeah, anyway.
But that fucking... also those forms, it feels like when you're like 16 or whatever, you're like, if I don't fill out this form properly, I'm going to die. Like I'm going to like fall out of the system. Yeah. No one will know it's me. Like
never be able to get a job.
Yeah.
They're fucked.
Anyway, it's our cross to bear, I guess.
It's French, my last name. So if anyone gives you a bit of hassle, just say it's fucking
French.
Well,
I'm pretty sure mine is French as well, but like we have no French heritage or like, no. It's just bizarre.
Your mum just would have thought it was sick.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know, because my family on the Darcy side is Irish. So
yeah, okay.
Like as far back as we can go. So I don't know where the French thing comes from either. Nah.
Yeah,
but I still flex it every now and then.
Yeah. I feel like my mum, my little brother he was born on St. Patrick's Day and his name is Eamon Patrick. Like literally gave him an Irish name because he was born on St. Patrick's. I feel like my mum's just...
So your mum is just swinging wild, dude.
Literally.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, yeah.
Kelly is one of the wildest swingers in the game.
Is she like the sort of person who's like agonizing though over like rice bubbles or Cocoa Pops or something? And then like stupid decisions, she's like, oh my God. And then like this, like, I don't know.
Nah, not so much
or just, she about just doesn't
decisions.
Give a fuck.
She just doesn't give a fuck about anything, really. Yeah.
She's a wild woman.
She's very wild.
She's fucking wild.
She's currently in like London or something. So shout out to her on her overseas trip. Yeah. Mate.
Just quickly, just to I was going to say bookend this. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Bookshelf or whatever. Do you ever get Darcy?
All the time. Dude, people think it's hilarious.
Dude, I'm sorry, but if you say Darcy,
yeah,
I should legally be allowed to assault you.
People think it's so funny. Yeah. And like, I've never heard that ever
like,
in my life.
What other word with an apostrophe do you full just like break off in this like, you know what I mean?
I get Darce Hole as well. I'd honestly prefer Darce Hole than Darcy.
Darce Hole's great. Yeah. Good DJ name.
Yeah, was. Yeah. Maybe I'll make a return. One day I bleached my hair when I was DJing and I got them to update all the DJ like event, you know, cover photos to bleach Darce Hole. So...
It was really good.
Bleached arsehole.
Yeah. Bleached arsehole.
That's pretty electric.
Yeah, good time of my life.
Very, very good stuff.
Mate, you mentioned obviously private school and having the exact same experience with the 10-year reunion. I feel like when I'm scrolling through Instagram and TikTok, some of your bits that I see, I'm like, something will happen to me in my house. Like I'll finish a toilet roll and just throw it on the ground and then I'll scroll and you'll be like, why do I never put talk like you are in my life? Like you are so relatable. Is that something that you're like doing on purpose? Are you ultra sort of like aware of what's happening? And is that something you focus on? Because I swear, sometimes I see your clips and I'm like, this dude's been in the house. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I'm trying to work out if I'm that relatable or you're that generic.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah.
I think we're both just mediocre white men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just like, oh my God, how unique are our experiences?
People are going to love this.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess you just sort of talk about your own stuff and then sometimes people are like, that happens to me.
Yeah.
But that's all people want from comedy is just them going, that's in my life, you know? That's why like the most famous blokes are like, I'm a PE teacher. And everyone's like, I've had a PE teacher. So people just love it, you know? People just want, that's all they want is to be like, feel
a part of
something. Or something.
Yeah.
Feel included. Who doesn't want to be included?
Yeah, exactly, dude? Right. That's the whole apostrophe thing. Like, fuck it off. I just want to be normal.
Look at you being bodied over the apostrophe.
Exactly.
That's how desperate we are just to feel something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we both have this stupid symbol in our name.
I met someone last weekend named Darcy and he walked in and someone was like, oh, that's Darcy. And I was like, shook his hand. And he's like, hey, mate. I was like, I'm also Darcy. And we both were just like, this feels good. This feels really good.
This is really good stuff.
I don't think I've experienced that many times before at all. So
I've had way too many Joshes in my life.
Fucking yeah.
You guys have that. I used to drive like a 20-year-old Mazda Metro.
Yep.
And I used to have that when I would see another Metro on the street. Yeah. Just give him a little.
I was the same. Had a hell no
guess. I was going to say, is she still alive or?
No. Got rid of the old girl.
Oh, no.
But I got rid of her. I mean, she broke down.
Yeah.
Sent to the wreckers. But yeah. I'm just controlling the narrative.
Yeah.
You know?
Keep the masturbator alive.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, got rid of her. It's like when the missus fucked you off and you say, oh, it was mutual.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it just broke down so many times. I broke down once in the middle of the Harbour Bridge at 8 p.m. on Friday.
Like for people who don't live in Sydney, I'm guessing that's literally the worst place to break down.
It's a popular bridge.
Yeah. You might have heard of it. Yeah.
It's a nice popular bridge in the Sydney area.
And the thing with the Harbour Bridge is it's not just a pretty face. It's very functional. It literally connects two halves of Sydney.
Yeah.
And so it was like 8 p.m. It was actually so scary because I'm in the middle of the bridge and blokes are doing like 80 k's an hour up behind me and people don't realize you're stopped.
Yeah.
Until it's like too late. So people are like swerving at the last second.
Yeah. Fuck.
And then they're almost crashing with other people. And I'm just sitting there just like, I called my mum.
Yeah.
Because I was like, they have the sign saying, don't do anything. We'll come and get you.
Yeah.
But they took like 10 minutes.
Yeah. And the traffic wouldn't have stopped.
My mum was like, get out of the car and like walk off the bridge. And I was like, this is the worst advice.
It's also like, how many lanes wide is it?
It's like four lanes each side.
Yeah.
And then it's like barbed wire on the side. You can't just like walk off the road. It's not like accessible, dude.
No, definitely not.
So it was honestly probably the longest 10 minutes of my life just waiting for these cars to like swerve at the last second.
More traumatic than the passport incident in England or?
Oh, way more traumatic. Way more traumatic.
Yeah, you probably cop a lot more abuse as well from the drivers by Australian drivers just honking and yelling at you. So
yeah, people have no empathy.
No, they don't.
Like, I don't know. When you see, the thing is, well, I reckon you find out who people are when there's like a road accident.
Yeah.
Like if there's the slightest incident, I've had things where like I've had a prank with someone and the bloke's like, mate, don't even worry about it. Yeah. Happens to anyone.
Yeah.
And then the exact same thing happens like a year later and the bloke's like, I'm going to cut your throat off. And it's like, well, that's two different ways to handle
exactly.
What is a pretty minor incident.
Yeah. Even people with road rage always blows my mind. People get out of the car and like want to punch on and shit. I'm like, I've never had the inkling to do that.
You should not engage in road rage because you don't know who you're fucking around
literally.
With.
Could be Klutzy fresh out of a fucking sparring session at the Nitro Boxing
Gym.
That's
probably good because I'd be gas.
Yeah. Just stay at distance. Wait for him to tucker himself out.
Dance around.
Yeah, literally.
Dude, I had a mate get proper folded up in a road rage accident.
Oh, no.
So this is such a unique experience, unique thing because he had a really weird car.
Yeah.
So we were in year 12. He was 18. And, you know, I guess a bit of a hippy-dippy guy or whatever, but he got like a Volkswagen Beetle like from the 80s.
That's sick.
Yeah.
It was so old. But the thing was, the windows are like circle and then they came down and the bottom corner was like a triangle and you could just sort of flip it in and out.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't lockable.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I guess he's cut this bloke off or something. Not sure exactly what's happened, but he's cut this bloke off at a red light and then he's pulled up to the red light and the bloke's jumped out of his car behind him. Oh, and because this little flap was open, the guy's reached into the flap, unlocked the door, pulled the door open. My mate's in his seatbelt, so he's stuck. And the bloke's just absolutely fed him. You shouldn't laugh, but fuck, it's funny.
Yeah. And,
mate, he was only like 17. He was on his red peas. And mate, he's stuck in his seatbelt and the bloke's just put about 12 unanswered, you know, on his chin. People from
that's
other cars had to run out and save him.
That's so fucked.
Just bouncing his fist off his chin.
Terrifying.
Yeah, that's my worst nightmare.
Legitimately.
But I love watching them on Facebook when they pop up. Yeah. The dash cam footage
from
Australia.
From the safety of my own bed.
Oh my God, so good.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer bloke as well.
Makes it all worth it.
That's so good. Winding back, mate. So you're doing comedy. When did you get into comedy and it's something that you always wanted to do or?
Yeah, it's a pretty common question. How'd you get into it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just wanted to try it once. Like I didn't want to be a comedian.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to play cricket for Australia.
Yeah.
But then it turns out I was like nowhere near good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to play cricket for Australia, but like, when you're like 8 years old.
And you fully believe it?
You fully believe it. I actually wanted to play cricket and soccer for Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I'd do both.
Yeah.
Sort of a summer-winter deal.
I remember being picked in the five C's at school and being like, I can just work hard. Like, I'll still get there.
Yeah.
Kind of, if you can't even make the B's in grade five, there's no chance you're playing for the country.
Dude, I remember when I was like 16, I was playing grade cricket with Jack Edwards, who plays for like the Sixers.
Yeah.
And I remember I was 16 and he was 12 or like 11. And I remember thinking we were batting together. And he's like literally 11. And I remember thinking, fuck, this kid's better than me.
We had a chat on the sports show the other week.
Yeah.
It was like a hypothetical. At what age do you think you'd have to be, like, what age would you go back to in your current state and be like the best in the world?
So like if you went back to under 10s, could you play, like be an absolute world beater?
And I was like, oh yeah, cricket, like 13 or something. And then the boys are like, you do realize there's guys playing first grade cricket at the age of like 12. Like, cricket's such a humbling sport like that.
Yeah, honestly, I'd probably have to go back to like maybe 4 years old.
Yeah. That's what we were saying.
Yeah, literally. Mum's like, oh, we're getting pizza for dinner. I'd be like, we need chicken breast, veggies, rice. Yeah. Okay, this is going to take absolutely everything.
Yeah, literally.
Also, I'm dropping out of school. There's no time. Yeah. I've invested in a bowling machine.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. But so
the comedy stuff. So I just tried stand-up once when I was 18. I don't even know why. I just wanted to try it once.
Yeah.
Sort of a bucket list thing, I think. And then I went to uni and did psychology and I hated it.
Yeah.
I remember my first lecture of psychology. The bloke goes, psychology is a science. And I was rattled.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a science at all.
Yeah.
I thought it was more of a talking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a shocker. and then I did a media degree. And then, so I just didn't really know what I wanted to do. And then like 2 years, when I was like 20, I tried stand up again for the second time. And for whatever reason, it stuck that time.
Yeah.
And then you just get into it. And the open mic scene's pretty fun. It's just kind of like footy or soccer or whatever.
Yeah.
Where it's sort of just a co-curricular activity. Like you make your mates and then you're doing the open mics every night. And it's a lot of adrenaline and stuff when you first start because it's so scary and like you're bombing and then you're getting a few laughs the next night. And it's all happening. And then, you just sort of get into it. And then from there, play it on.
The world is
you just get obsessed. I just became obsessed with it. Like, you become obsessed with anything.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because to me, stand-up comedy is probably the most terrifying thing.
Oh.
I can't imagine being up in front and then just like bombing and being like, okay, like,
it is confronting.
Ruined people's nights.
I remember the first time I was proper bombing. Like the silence almost like hits you like a physical force.
Yeah.
And like you just can't like breathe almost.
Yeah.
You're just like,
which is awesome because you need to like stop bombing.
Yeah.
And you can't breathe.
And then, it's so weird when you're bombing, like your brain stops working and like you start talking quicker and you might flub a line.
Yeah.
And then it's just sort of like snowballing out of control. Like, so there's a lot of that.
Have you ever had like a really bad experience like in that sense of where it was just an absolute train wreck on stage?
Oh my God. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Shitloads of bombs.
Yeah.
I think I bombed twice on the way here, but no, probably my worst ever bomb was, it was actually an outdoor gig in Perth.
Yep.
And it was like a variety gig and the MC was like a circus act. So, and like,
fuck?
It's like not 600, maybe like 500 people, but it's like families.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
In this like outdoor amphitheater in Perth and it's like 36 degrees. It's like Perth in January and it's so hot. And the MC is like, I'm the only comedian on. And anyway, like the circus act, they're doing like, they're like pegging this 4'1" chick like 20 meters in the air and she's doing like triple backflips and they've got like headset mics on and like Lycra glow in the dark suits and they're going to the kids like, who wants to see us do another backflip? And the kids are like, wow. And then, and I'm like, dude, I'm about to do like stand-up comedy. Yeah. There's no context for me being on the show and you can't swear. And you can't do any filthy jokes. Not that I'm like heaps dirty.
Yeah.
And I was like 22 or something. Oh man, it was crazy. And they forgot my last name. They said, I'm here to do some stand-up comedy. It's Billy.
Oh no.
They brought me up like a Brazilian soccer player. and man, it was a wireless mic and I'm just standing there in like shorts, just being like, oh man, here we go.
Yeah.
First joke bombed so hard, obviously. And then from there, it was just more of the same.
Fuck.
That's so shit.
There was almost a bit of empathy out there at one point, I would say. And it was a mix of like pensioners and like 4-year-olds.
Yeah.
And both demographics famously hate my stand-up comedy.
Yeah. Not what you are.
But it was actually good because I was doing one of my first ever hour shows in Perth after that.
Yep.
And I walked to that gig being like, well, fuck, it can't go worse than that.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt like invincible almost.
Yeah. If I can survive that, then.
Well, yeah, almost a bit PTSD'd out.
Yeah.
From what had happened. Yeah. You know, almost I felt like Darth doing the nap plan. I was like, which box does this apostrophe go in?
Be there. Yeah.
Oh, but I'll tell you what, boys, I just wanted to mention this on the pod. Because I've actually known about Bloody Brilliant Beers for fucking years and years.
Yeah.
And because we got like mutual friends with Josh and stuff. And I remember the first time someone showed me you guys, I think it was just the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was the timeline on like how long it was a Facebook group before the pod started?
Hey, we started the group back in 2019.
Also, and it was, I feel like that's even so late for Facebook groups.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I feel like 2010, 2012 was like when groups were just crazy.
Like Bloke's Advice and stuff.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Hang on a minute. Can we talk about Bloke's Advice for a quick sidebar?
Yeah.
Because my God, I've never seen a group go from so fun to so not fun.
Yeah, 10 for your troubles.
Yeah. I remember the early days of Bloke's Advice was like, yeah, having a few fucking beers and having a laugh and, you know, get out there and it's all good stuff. You know, blokes are jumping jet skis off cliffs and shit and you're like,
this is epic, like, yeah.
And then maybe there'd be the odd post, hey boys, you know, if anyone's having a tough time,
don't
forget to chat about it. And you'd be like, God, this group just is hitting a nice tone.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what happened, but one day it was just a lot of, Trish is gone. She's taking the kids and this time she's not fucking around, lads. The black dog is barking louder than ever. And you're like, oh my God, who's moderating these posts?
I don't think anyone was. I think that was the problem.
Oh man, it got so dark.
Yeah.
So
we got some boys in there now who are.
Is it still going?
Yeah, so there's a fella
now. I couldn't handle
the
heat. I had to get out of the kitchen.
I think Rob's the main fella now. He's reached out a couple of times to us and he's sort of got it back on. There's a lot more of a funner trail happening in there now because there was times where it was like, okay, I doom scroll on Facebook for a bit of fun, not to go into a deep, dark pit of depression because it's a fucking, some grim shit on there, but they've brought it back. There's still some of those posts, but it's a bit more uplifting now.
So good on
it's
the
good
lads.
Stuff.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, I think we started the group in like November of 2019.
It was the night before the first day of the test, Australia against Pakistan.
Yeah.
I remember that
and
very
we were
vividly.
Literally just reviewing beers. And then I remember even when we had that party at Fairy's house and we hit like 100 or 200 people in the group or something. Me and Clutzy were in the bathroom like, fucking oath, let's go. Like doing a fucking celebration review.
Yeah.
And then I think we were sort of like in probably the start of the next year, like Feb 2020.
Yeah, Feb 2020.
Being like, oh, we can make this a bit of a bigger thing and start making some content. And originally we were going to interview brewers from Brizzy and go out to breweries and do vlogs and that sort of stuff, which was our original plan from the start. And we did a bit of that, but then COVID hit, so everything just shut. So then we started doing a podcast on Zoom, just like literally having a beer at home and talking shit on Zoom. Yeah. And then we did that until stuff started to like open back up. And we're like, fuck, that sort of was one, easier to execute, and two, people seem to get around it a bit. So we sort of went from there.
The first time I saw the Facebook group, Caitlin was like, you got to get around this group. And I was like, all right, yeah, let me check it out. And it was like a 43-year-old guy like reviewing a bottle of Cooper's Green.
Yeah, fucking oath.
And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, mate, if my parents ever spoke about me the way this bloke is talking about this bottle of Cooper's Green, I wouldn't be doing stand-up comedy. Because it's so funny to me to review a mainstream beer that like everyone already knows exactly what it tastes like.
I got absolutely peppered one day for doing Furphy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I was like, one of the reasons why we started the group was there was a couple of other groups where it was like all like middle-aged men just roasting each other for not liking marshmallow-flavoured beers.
Talking about like mouthfeel
and it was just like real cringe. So I was like, fuck that. Like, I just want to drink a beer. And like one guy posted in it and he was like, I'm having a $5 pint of Furphy at my local overlooking the water. Like, this is my favourite beer. And they were all like, fuck you, that shit. Like, ripping into him. So I did this review. I was like, yeah, this beer is one of the reasons why we started the page. Like, blah, blah, blah. They're like, Furphy's fucking shit. Like, I was like, oh, man. I think Furphy's just a terrible beer regardless. Well,
Furphy cops a bit of a bad rap because I think it's kind of like craft beer for cowards.
Yeah.
You know, it's craft beer for blokes who don't know about craft beer.
The first time I tried Furphy when it first came out, got a case. And I remember drinking, I don't know how many of them I had, but drinking them at home with a few friends and going to bed. I think I had uni or something on the next day. And I was like, oh, I'll be right. Like, you know, when you go to bed, you're like, I'll be fine in the morning. Like, maybe a bit tired or whatever. And I woke up and I was not fine. And I was like, sit down, shower, like bile vomit in the shower. And I was
really?
I'm never having that beer again in my life.
Yeah.
And I don't think I have.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. I haven't had them for a very long time.
Yeah. But also, like, looking back around 2019, I want to say 2017, the craft beer carry on was just out of control.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. It was
like,
crazy.
So I feel like you guys were answering a question that needed to be answered.
Yeah, because it was just like, if you don't like what I'm liking, you're a fuckwit.
Yeah.
It was like if you're into Carlton Draft, you're not into beer. It's
exactly.
It's like Carlton Draft is a beer.
Yeah.
And Carlton Draft was here first.
Yeah, exactly.
You little cunts. Okay?
And it's not like, fucking leaving.
Yeah. Ever. So there was that vibe where like, you're having a fucking Carlton as a fully fledged adult.
Yeah,
and blokes are like, there's a bit of a vibe
stigma
on or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, just because I don't know about your thing, doesn't denigrate mine.
Yeah,
exactly.
One of the great beers of all time.
When these things stop going down beautifully, I'll have a look at whatever $17 piece of shit you're drinking.
Mate, they're all fucking $17 these days.
There's a bar up the road that got a lot of like international craft beers in. I remember going in one day because we heard, oh yeah, they got this beer in, should be fucking awesome. And they had a pot, just a little pot of it. It was $50.
Yeah.
Really?
Just for a pot of this beer. And I was like, I think I'm not into craft beer anymore.
Yeah. Was it like 17 standards as well?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it was something fucked.
Because that's the thing with these craft beer blokes as well before. They're always like, oh mate, this thing's 3.4 standards. It's like, I'm sorry, lad. Were we not getting pissed enough for you?
Yeah.
You know what also, I mean? Also, Jammo's licking the floor.
Yeah. Like, drinking that shit's not fun for me. I like drinking mid-strength beer, if anything. Like the heavy stuff, you have two of them. Like, I can't see straight now.
Yeah, like, and you feel heavy.
Yeah, and you feel like shit the next day as well.
Bloated, yeah.
That's why everyone should drink bloke. In a bar, the greatest crisp lager on planet Earth.
Shout out, bloke. Shout out a rival beer, but
no, that's all right.
I've recently become an absolute pig for Bolter XPA.
It's good.
Oh, welcome.
It's really good,
dude. How good is it?
Yeah. Great. That's like our probably pinnacle crafty.
Yeah,
there's a fella that we're good mates with from Sydney. Well, originally from Brisbane, he works for Budgie, Jimmy Axelby, and
he's a
that
slut
bloke
for Bolter.
Will just the amount of photos we get of him. In his little apartment, fucking smashing back XPAs. It's just ridiculous.
You know what else fires me up about that sort of stuff? When Bolter, so Bolter's craft brewery started, whatever, blah, blah, sold
started
out.
Started by Mick Fanning and Parco and stuff. Yeah,
sold out to CUB, like Carlton, and everyone's fucking, you sellouts, blah, blah. These guys just made like, I think they sold like 500 million or 250 million or something dumb.
A ton of money.
And everyone's blowing up like, I won't drink it anymore. Literally all it did for the punters was make it more accessible and cheaper because Carlton now brew it at an unbelievable mass. And I remember going out past Dolby, which is like fucking 4 hours west of here. And they got Bolter XBA on tap, like, and everyone's like, oh, I'm never buying from you. I'm like, well, fucking I am. Yeah. It's cheap and I can get it everywhere.
Honestly, lads, this is probably, I could go down for this.
Yeah.
But I only really got into it after it sold.
Yeah. No, that's because fine.
The vibe kind of was like, it's like $90 a case or whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'll support Mick Fanning. I read the book.
Yeah.
I've bought the book, Mick.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy punched the shark.
As far as I'm going to come, mate. Yeah. The beer's more expensive than the book.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It is delicious, though.
It is more affordable now. And, mate, there's something about, you know, 1.4 standards for your regulation full strength schoon.
Mm.
There's something about that 1.5 that Bolter affords you in the can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just tickles you a little bit more.
Yeah, it does.
You drive it home going, fuck, this could go either way.
If you're ever down on the Gold Coast, go to the brewery. It's fucking cool. Is it on it's the a great Goldie? Place to have a beer. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's
fucking awesome.
Great place to have
and
a
also
beer.
Anyone blowing up about them selling to Carlton, it's like that's literally the end goal of starting a beer.
Yeah. Or any business. Sell. Or like
any business ever.
Yeah. No, actually, I might keep working forever and not earn my full potential.
Yeah, dude. Because like Four Pines in Manly, they've sponsored Manly Cricket for years. They sold for like 50 mil as well.
Yeah.
I think to Asahi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just think that's sick.
Yeah.
Fucking, that'd be the best feeling, hey?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Dude, imagine putting the tools down at like 41.
Yeah.
But also just getting like $100 million as well.
Yeah.
It'd be sick, dude.
It'd be so good.
Life is proper just starting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking
get a
hope. Fucking super yacht.
Probably get
Sydney
free
Harbour.
Beers and shit as well.
Oh, would you guys ever sell the podcast? Because I was thinking about this, right? Where do you think podcasts are going to end up? Because surely people don't want to be doing podcasts for like 50 years.
Yeah.
Straight. People will just get sick of them.
Yeah.
If someone comes to you guys and goes, sorry?
Yeah, we've often discussed, or in the early days we discussed it. We were like, if someone was to come to us, like, what would we do? Like,
if someone goes, mate, I'll give you $500,000 for the feed and the socials.
Yeah.
And do like, we have you know, to still maybe be in a couple it? Of years from now, you guys are like looking to buy a house or whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck, you'd have to have a look at it.
Yeah, 100%. Fucking do we have to still be in it? That would be. I would hate to be on the show and not have control of the show. That would be my only gripe. You know what I mean? If someone else is telling you like, well, I own the show now, you have to go and do this. I'd be like, oh, that would piss me off.
Yeah, nah, that'd be shit.
Yeah. But-
Yeah, fuck.
If anyone's got $500,000 out there, reach out. Yeah.
Dude, shout out. Bloody brilliant indeed, hey?
Yeah, fucking oath.
Mate, one thing I wanted to ask, as Klutzy said, we're doing a bit of reading today. We talked about shows bombing and not going well, but did I read correctly that you actually opened up for Andrew Schultz one day?
Yeah.
How was that? That must have been epic.
Well, it's actually a bit of a yarn.
Yeah.
So I wasn't booked. I was famously not booked for this. And I actually called the guy. Oh, he's from Queensland, Josh Wade. Do you guys remember him?
Yeah.
He was like a big Facebook guy back in the day.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still around these days, but he was. He ran a touring company at the time, and he was bringing Andrew Schultz out. It was just when Andrew Schultz was getting really big.
Yeah.
And I was a massive Andrew Schultz fan, still am. But anyway, I actually called Josh Wade and was like, "Brother, you need to book me to open for Andrew Schultz," and he was like, "Yeah, no." But and it's the only time I've ever asked for anything. Not that me and Josh Wade are heaps tired or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, whatever. Fair enough. Booked Neil Kahaka, who's like way more famous than me.
Yeah.
Play it on. So I just bought a ticket to go because I'm such a big fan.
Yeah.
And went with my mate, Pat Doherty. It's at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville. My favorite pub is just down the road from the Factory, Vic on the Park. Me and Pat get in there. We're so excited. Like nail like 10 schooners before the show. Get into the show. And the security guard comes up to us and goes, oh, boys, I've got VIP wristbands for you.
Bang.
And so I'm thinking, fuck yeah, dude, Josh Wade has sorted us out here, even though wasn't booked to open. But the security guard actually thought my mate Pat was Frenchy. So then he came back. So we were so excited. He's like, wait here, I'll go get those wristbands and I'll take you backstage. And I'm like, oh, bit of a result on here.
Yeah.
And then he comes back and he goes, sorry, I thought you were Frenchy. But back of the line. So then, all right, whatever. No VIP wristbands. Like we weren't expecting them anyway. So then we get in there. We're in second row, like get in there, buy merch, two beers, second row, ham it. So excited. Show starting at 8, gets to like 10 past 8, quarter past, nothing's happening. And then I get a call and it's Josh Wade and he goes, brother, how drunk are you right now? And I go, not very. And he goes, seriously, how many beers have you had? And I'm like, I've had like 3. And he goes, Neil Kahaka pulled out and you're on in like 3 minutes.
Holy fuck.
And he goes, but seriously, if you fuck this up, like you'd never work for me again.
Yeah.
And I go, brother, I've had 2 beers. Don't even worry about it. I am hammered. It's like 800 people, dude.
Oh my god. Fuck.
And it was just one of those things where I was thinking, even if I bomb, I think I would be more annoyed if I said no.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he goes, all right, security is going to come and grab you. You're doing 13 minutes and you're on in like two. And I'm like, okay, cool. So then, like, I'm like, security come and grab me. And then I like get taken backstage. I'm like wearing the merch. So I'm wearing two t-shirts. I'm having in the merch. I'm meeting Andrew Schultz in his openers. I'm like, big fan, lads. Yeah, yeah, she'll be good.
Big fan wearing the shirt.
I did get refunded for the merch, which is pretty sick.
That's sick.
And then they go, yeah, Bill, so you'll do 13 minutes. You'll bring on his American opener. Then you'll come back out and you'll bring on Andrew Schultz. So I'm like, this is sick. And they go, oh, do you need anything before you go out there? And I'm like, oh, I'm actually a little bit superstitious. I always have a Red Bull before I go on stage. Could you get me a couple of cans of Red Bull? And they're like, yeah, sure, man, whatever you want. So then I'm just sculling Red Bull trying to sober up, like just necked like two Red Bulls in like 3 minutes as they're like-
Ignored the daily dosage recommendations. Yeah.
So there's 800 people. The guys on the back announce mic being like, welcome to the stage, Billy Darcy. I'm just like- shoveling Red Bull down my throat, like so sweaty and hammered. And I just walk out there and was just like, whatever, 2 feet in.
Yeah.
I'm either going to kill or bomb here.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, opening joke got a big laugh. And then I was like, bam, here we fucking go. And then, yeah, I smashed it up. It was so sick. And then the best part was I got to bring him on.
Yeah.
So then awesome. I went back out and I was like his number one fan. So I gave him the best intro ever.
Yeah.
I was like, you know him from the Brilliant Idiots. You know him from Flagrant. This guy's changing the game. Like, I'm like more excited than the crowd. Like, yeah. And I'm like, welcome to the stage, Andrew Schultz. And then like, he was like, gave a big high five. He was like, cheers, Billy. Like, I was like, sickest night ever.
Yeah, that is and then, fucking unreal.
Yeah, full got on the piss with him after. And like, we went out to Chinese. There was like 15 of us at the table. He threw down like, fucking $5,000 for the bill.
Fuck.
It was so sick, dude.
Yeah, that is insane. Literally like bucket list. As you said before with the, I can't remember what we're talking about, bucket list stuff, but that is, maybe that was off camera.
Yeah.
That is like epic. That is
unreal. It was very cool. And then it was so cool as well. Like when, it's very cool when one of your favorite comedians like gets massive.
Yeah.
Mm. So then I just saw him in Sydney a couple of months ago and he was playing like a 10,000 seater.
Yeah, yeah.
Did not have me open the 10,000 seater.
Fucking hell.
But that would have been sick.
Jeez, got some Red Bull on standby just in case. Yeah.
Hook it to his face.
Fucking hell.
Well, yeah, so that's how that came about. I was not booked, but just right place, right time.
How'd you feel about the 13 minutes? Were you like, yeah, I've got plenty of material. Like, were you ready to go? Or?
Yeah, no, I don't know what year it was, but I was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had 13 minutes. Yeah, it was fine. Yeah,
did you throw in anything that, like, did you mention that you were literally sitting in the second row 20 minutes ago?
Nah. I got heckled at one point and I did have a testy pop. I think was because of the beers. Like I kind of burped, testy popped at one point.
Yeah.
And I think I might have said, sorry, I've had like 8 beers or something. Like, oh, sorry, I'm hammered. But like, but stand-up's like very like confidence. Like once you start going well,
yeah,
you know, it's like sport or whatever where, you know, you do something good early in the game, the shoulders go back a bit.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, it's my fucking time.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. Like plus, you know, I've got the 12 beers running through my system.
Yeah.
So I'm absolutely, you know, strutting up and down the stage.
Yeah. Literally performing with one of your favorite acts of all time.
Yeah.
Confidence all time high. That's so sick.
Yeah, it was really cool. So yeah, that's how that happened.
That's fucking wild.
Speaking on hecklers, do you get many hecklers at your shows or... has that sort of phased out or?
Nah, not really. Like Sydney crowds are pretty nice. No, not really. Also the thing with like, I think maybe there's more hecklers these days sometimes because of TikTok and stuff and people like want to be in the video.
Yeah.
But no, not really. And also the thing with hecklers is like, it's not actually hard to fucking, you know, these videos where it's like, comedian destroys heckler.
Yeah.
Like any pelican with a microphone could destroy a heckler.
Yeah.
You have a microphone.
And they don't.
And they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, everyone thinks they're an absolute cunt.
And they've had 12 beers and are wearing your merch.
Exactly, yeah. So usually, yeah, not really. And if you do get heckled by someone, the worst is, like, this just happened to my mate Alex at a gig. He was opening for Blake Pavey and this old guy yells out like, when's the comedy going to start? When people do that, it's like...
Just saw that the other day.
It went
viral.
It went on Daily Mail and stuff.
Yeah.
I think I have seen
and
that
when
as
people...
well.
It's always like old cunts. Like when a really old guy heckles you, You almost just want to put down the microphone and just flog them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like, you frail piece of shit. Like, yeah. Am I supposed to sit here and take this because you're like 93?
Yeah.
But yeah, when people are like, when does the comedy start? Or this sort of stuff, or like, Billy, when are you going to say something funny?
Yeah.
That stuff actually rattles the fuck out of you. Because you're kind of thinking, oh, fuck, I started 10 minutes ago. But yeah, if you do get a heckler, it's almost just... Because, like, I'm not nervous up there doing the stand-up.
Yeah.
So I'm not rattled by a heckle.
Yeah.
But I'm annoyed as hell.
Yeah.
Like, I'm annoyed. I'm not, like, scared. Like, if I'm in the middle of, like, a four-minute thing and you get heckled 2 minutes in,
yeah,
you've ruined the bit.
Yeah. And because, ruined it for everyone else as well.
Like, yeah, you've, like, ruined the rhythm of it. Yeah. And then also, sometimes, you know, like, maybe my next bit is, like, self-deprecating. I'm being a bit more vulnerable or whatever. Not that my stand-up's particularly vulnerable. But... maybe my next bit is a bit more self-deprecating and it's not going to work if I'm climbing into this cunt, you know, being like, shut up, mate, or I will strangle you or something. Yeah. Like, and then next bit, I'm like, I'm actually kind of an anxious guy. People are like, sorry, Bill, we're not really getting that vibe. Yeah. You just threatened to see this guy at the car park after the show. So it's more like annoying for that. And also like some of the bits, like you can come across as a bit of a psycho if some of the bits get interrupted, because, you know, usually the end of the bit is the wildest part, not the, you know, the wildest or the weirdest. So then sometimes, you know, you're building up this bit, and then you get interrupted. You're talking to this guy for like 2 minutes, sort this out, blah, blah, blah. You jump back in and you go, anyway, so that's why black people are the way they are. And people are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. It's like, no, but it's like,
yeah.
Remember what I was talking about before? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just ruins it completely. You just seem like a complete freak. Like, so it's just an annoyance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that's the real issue with hecklers.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't seen too many on your like socials pop up, but you see blokes like Frenchie and Shooter get them at all their shows, probably because they're in fucking... yeah. But fuck nowhere.
Yeah.
Like Gladstone, well, I mean, and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, I open for, like, Luke Kidula a lot.
Yeah.
And at his shows, like, you know, I ask people, like, at my shows, like, oh, what do you do for a living? People are like, I'm a plumber. Because, like, I'm not, like, a famous TikToker or whatever. People are just like, yeah, whatever. This is just a normal comedy show. At Luke's shows, because he's, like, so many viral clips and people want to be in the viral clips. So... people are like, I'm a prostitute / astronaut.
Yeah.
And like, people are coming with these crazy stories.
Yeah.
And your Frenchie's crowd are similar.
Yeah.
Shooter's crowd are like another planet.
Fucked. Yeah.
Dude, Shooter got glassed at a gig. And I was like, oh man, that sucks. Like, yeah, this wild touring in Northern Queensland or whatever. And then he got glassed at another gig. And I was like, man, this guy's unlucky. And then he got glassed to the third gig and I was like, I think it might be Shooter.
Yeah.
I think Shooter might
be. Yeah, it seems to be a common denominator.
Yeah. I don't know if Shooter's going around anymore, the big fella.
Yeah,
I don't think he is.
I see him pop up in the occasional scat TikTok or something.
But yeah.
I haven't seen him in
Shooter
ages.
Might need to jump into bloke's advice, the big fella.
Yeah. He'd probably do well.
Fucking oath. He definitely would.
Mate, tell us about the current tour. How's it going? Where you're headed? Obviously, mate, up the road tonight.
The tour is going great. When will this podcast come out, lads? I'll give it a bit of a
probably
plug.
Wednesday.
Probably Wednesday.
Which might be a bit late.
God, I wish it was coming out right now. I'm light tomorrow at Adelaide. I should have scheduled this for yesterday. But yeah, it's going really well. So I was at the Melbourne Comedy Festival for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So basically, like, the way stand-up works in Australia is like, basically, the Melbourne Comedy Festival is sort of like the hub. It goes for like a month. All the comedians go there. It's so fun. It's like summer camp for comedians.
Yeah, like magic round for comedians.
Yeah, that's a perfect analogy. It is magic round for comedians.
Fuck yeah.
And it's so fun. Like, you're meeting old friends. Plus, you're meeting new friends. You're seeing people you haven't seen for ages. Getting on the piss every night. Like, it's so much fun. Mm. So I did 2 weeks of that. That was great. And then I went to Perth last week. Perth is great. And then, yeah, so then after Melbourne, I pretty much just hop around the country by myself. So then 2 nights in Brisbane. I'm actually coming back to Brisbane June 20
for
a third show. So come on out. And then, I'm in Adelaide tomorrow night. And then I've got Canberra May 3rd, Sydney May 10, Newcastle May 11, Wollongong May 25. And then that's it.
That's awesome. See, I'm excited because I was meant to go to your show years ago, but it's the first time I ever made it onto a podcast.
Oh, you, yeah, didn't
I slept in till 5 p.m. after the Jeeps. We had our Jeeps end of season piss up, and I was meant to go in with, at the time I was working with Caitlin and a bunch of the other girls that were going. And
this is in the grilled days.
Yeah, it's just the grilled days. Yeah. And I was meant to go in and had all these texts and stuff. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, why are they saying I've missed this gig? 5 p.m., 6 p.m., just slept in.
We've all been there.
It was fucked.
It was frustrating as well because I think I only had about 11 people coming to the show. Yeah. I was like, who is this bloke sleeping in till 7? Fuck hell, mate.
10% of my attendance.
You've halved the crowd.
Yeah. I was filthy. So,
did I mention it on my podcast afterwards?
Yeah, I just remember you because the girl's like, holy fuck. Like,
well, because also I remember Caitlin was mansion. Like, oh, Josh is such a big fan of yours.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I can really tell.
Couldn't even get up before 6 p.m.
Yeah,
to make
like,
it
where
in.
Is he? Oh, he slept in. It's like, it's 5 p.m. on a Sunday. Saturday.
I think it was like a 4 p.m. gig as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking so funny.
Fucking needed you for that one, mate.
Yeah, fuck.
And mate, tell us a bit about the pod as well.
Yeah, so I have my own podcast. Yep. Fellow podcaster here.
Yep.
It's called Get Around Me. It's like a solo podcast, but then I've been having some guests on as well. But yeah, basically it's just sort of like every week, just yarns from the weekend, and then I'll do a bit of news stuff, and then in the end I'll do like a bit of sports stuff.
Yep.
But yeah, I pretty much only talk about like cricket and UFC. They're really the only sports where I'm like heaps into them. But like I was talking to you guys off air, like it's hard to like, I guess we're sort of occupying the space of like sort of sports entertainment.
Yeah.
Or I'm not sure, entertainment sport maybe. It's hard because like, and because I'm just by myself.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be like banterous about the cricket. But then like often like if Usman Khawaja was like, when he was out of the team, I would just like black out for like 11 minutes and then like wake up and like the microphone's still rolling and I've like defamed Justin Lager like 3 times. So like I just put the cricket stuff at the end and I don't know what it's like with you boys, but if I talk about like sport in the middle of a pod, I get messages being like, if you ever talk about cricket again, I'm going to come to your house.
No, we haven't got too much of that. There's just some talk, like even on our most recent sports one, I think I just went on a rant about Australian rugby and the state that it's in.
Yeah.
We started the sports show purely because we would get into too much sports chat. Like, we're like, yeah, we're not a sports podcast.
Yeah.
Just fucking spit it out. So
the one we used to get back in the day was because we'd always like start the show, we'd usually record early during the week and it'd be like a recap of just us getting on the piss that weekend, and Klutzy would always come in and be like, yeah, so can't remember what I did Friday, but I think I had a few beers, and then Saturday played footy, and then I think I went to the markets, and everyone, and then like I'd put a message in like our Facebook group or something like, sorry, Klutzy goes on to this weekend and be like, never apologize, that's our favorite part of the show. Like, Klutzy, we need more markets content and shit. Like, it was so
whack. Manager told us at one point, he's like, mate, you don't have to tell everyone that you went to the markets and take fucking 20 minutes to do it. The people love it. Yeah. You don't know how good
what people are into.
Yeah, you don't know how good a fucking iced coffee is from Honey Badger Coffee, and then a nice little banh mi, crispy pork roll.
It's been a while
since
you've actually had a chat about the markets.
Yeah, I brought it back the other day when I saw Harry McLaughlin Phillips three-quarter length jorts.
That's crazy.
That was a real, real fucking eye-opener for me.
Also, I don't know if it's the same for you boys, but yeah, well, I guess we're the same age, it turns out. But when I was doing the pod and I was like, you know, 25, 26, like out on the lash a bit more, and also my comedy career was like a lot more chaotic.
Yeah.
I was doing like shitter gigs and I was shitter, and I was like in all these weird situations, driving out to fucking weird towns and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, doing 5 PM gigs to 11 people, like and just getting on the, like I would just, it was just a lot more chaotic my life, and it just lent itself to a lot more yarns, which is good. But now like my comedy's going better, and a lot of my weekends are a bit like yours, Klutzy, where I go, did a show Friday, probably one of the best times of my life, and then hung out with some friends afterwards, really electric times there. And then Saturday was good as well. Yeah, I had some fun, and you go, oh, this isn't the most crazy yarn I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You almost like want to bring back the weirdness.
Yeah. Literally.
But people get into it when you're like, I had this weird interaction with a barista. that lasted like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
And people get into those like micro interactions a little bit more. Yeah. You know, or like this thing happened at the market or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get into that stuff a bit more as well.
We were definitely the same. Like there was a large like length of time when our show was literally just which one of our mates got the most fucked up on the weekend.
Yeah.
Get him on and let's talk about it the following week.
And I was in a share house with like five blokes.
Yeah.
You know, it was all happening. Like, yeah. So yeah, now it is, you do have to like search a bit harder for the needle in the haystack.
It's always good though when you go away on like a boys weekend, you're like, fuck, the podcast can be easy this week.
No, it is good when like, yeah, I mean, yeah, there's some weeks where you go, fuck, if I see 32 minutes on this one, I'll eat my hat.
You Mate, know? The other thing was, we never used to prep our show. Like now, before we start, we'll go, okay, this we got 3 points that we can talk about for three segments or whatever.
Yep.
We used to just come in and just go. And like, if I think about doing that now, I'd be like, fuck, we would struggle, I reckon.
Oh,
like,
shit, yeah.
Just run out of shit to talk about.
Yeah, I think now that footy season's back, I'll probably be okay. The local club football scene up here, after this fight, I'm going to be getting back into my weekend work.
That's the other thing. Way. We've been off the piss largely for this fight.
Yeah,
so
it's like,
it doesn't lend itself to yarn.
Yeah, no. You know what? For all the, I don't even know if I've had that. I haven't had any health benefits. I'm currently struggling with a partially torn arsehole. So.
Yeah, Jesus.
I reckon you will. You have had health benefits. You just haven't noticed it yet. Like, I reckon you'll look back and be like, fuck, I was actually feeling so good. Like, apart from the arsehole, but that's.
Also, with this sort of stuff, I never know I'm in good nick until about 3 years later.
Literally.
And then you look at a photo of yourself, you go, fucking hell, June 2021, hey?
100%.
Yeah. And you go, wow, I wish I knew I looked good. I would have pecked around with a bit more confidence.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm
exactly
We
the
look
same.
At the start of the pod, when we started it all up and there's like, fuck, I just started my plumbing apprenticeship and just shed all this weight. And
I was working a job and then editing a podcast every night and just fucking ballooned out.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's just all sort of like, it's crazy how it's like I've just taken all
I reckon you will.
Away.
You'll look back at like the time around now and be like, fuck, I was feeling good.
Yeah.
And I reckon as well, like you'll go and do something, like you'll do a boxing class and be like, holy fuck, this used to be a lot easier.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it happens so slowly, I reckon. That's the thing. You see yourself every day, so you don't notice the change. But then when you look back.
No, 100%. Yeah. I always dismiss when people are like, oh, you look good, Bill, or whatever. Yeah. Because like you don't really notice the changes, but then like 2 years later, I'm like, oh, I did look good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I felt good too.
I've been getting it all, oh, it looks like you lost a few kilos. I was like, well, fucking come have a look at the scales, bro.
Yeah. But who gives a fuck about scales? As long as you look like you lost them, that's all that matters.
Yeah, so I've been like, sweet.
Also,
thank you.
I feel like it's all like face.
Yeah.
When people say you look good, you might have just like just had a not as a puffy face that day.
I also reckon drinking piss makes my face so puffy. Like I can weigh the same amount, but my face just looks like this.
100%. Like I feel like, sometimes in some of the photos, you can't even see my eyes,
but
I'm all cheeks in some of these photos.
That's the worst. You look at like magic round photos and on the fourth day, you're just like who the fuck is that guy?
Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, this is probably a bit sacrilegious on the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast, lads, but like as far as like long term, like just annihilating Schoon seems like it seems like it's got like a bit of a, you know, it's finite.
I think otherwise
I feel like once you get to 50 or whatever, you'll just become like morbidly obese.
Yeah, like, I reckon it's changed. Like I think I'll always find time to annihilate Schoons. Like I reckon now, like back in the day, if we like go out Saturday night, like 5 a.m. job sounds unbelievable. Now I'm like, fuck that. Mm. But if we can go to the pub on Saturday at midday and I have a steak and be in bed by 9 p.m, like sign me up for that shit.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe when I'm 50, it'll be red wine or something. I don't know. Like, maybe I'll start smoking cigars and cigarettes. I don't know. There'll be something, some sort of vice.
I'll just look at some of the old blokes I used to work on site with and go, fuck, that's excessive drinking.
Yeah.
Like that.
I always look at like the old tradie blokes who like at the pub every day at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
And just think, how cool would it be, right? If you just, you know, and you're like 30, 40, whatever age, and you just go, I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to ride this into the ground and just annihilate cigarettes and schooners as much as I want.
Yeah. I used to work at a bowls club and there's a lot of those type of operators like missing
half
their face.
It must be a freedom.
Oh, 100%.
And I reckon they'd live longer because the stress would be killing people more. Yeah.
Mm. Imagine that. What are you doing next week on Tuesday at bowls club?
Yeah.
Pissing up, smoking Winfield Reds.
Yeah. And just punting.
Yeah.
Just punting on the horses, smoking and drinking.
Yeah.
I love people watching downstairs here when they're in the, just doing punting. Like it's the same guys every day and they ride the fuck out of the horses.
Yeah. Horses, the glasses, form guy, just sitting on a schooner.
Yeah.
The thing is those guys are actually sitting on schooners for like 2 hours at a time.
Or drinking pots as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Not us.
No.
Not after this fucking fight, that's for sure. I'll be fucking...
Be getting into my pint work.
Yeah.
And probably Bundy rum work.
Do you guys get ever? Have you guys ever got into the better beer, the zero carb inspired unemployed one?
I think I've had one in my life.
I think I've had one.
They're as close to water as beer can get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're pretty much a seltzer.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've got zero calories or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, because I definitely say I look like a chipmunk. Like,
yeah.
When I'm on the scooter, like I've been scooting on for like 7 years straight. But like, yeah. I definitely notice it when I'm scooting on heaps.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Definitely goes into the cheeks.
You fucking don't sleep well. Like, you just feel like shit all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon that's what we'll notice. But
I've been doing a bit of 3 p.m. pub stuff recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially because I'm not playing sport on the weekends anymore. Yeah. But I found that similar to what you were talking about, Das, like you think, oh yeah, we're just hanging out at the pub or whatever in the afternoon because we're in our late 20s now and we're just chilling out. But all that happens is by 9 p.m., you're just licking the floor.
Yeah, and you spent so much money because you got there sober.
So much, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, no prees.
Yeah. Do miss prees. Festival prees.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm single, but I tell you what, like when I find a life partner, I don't reckon you'll see me past 1 a.m. maybe ever again.
Dude. Yeah.
Unless like stimulants are involved on some sort of a boys trip away.
Dude,
I'll have to be outside of Sydney.
One of our mates said to me at the back end of this year, he's like, I've noticed recently you are either at home in bed by 8 p.m. or the last person kicking at 5 a.m. And I was like, dude, I do that literally on purpose. Like if I'm going to push the boat out, I'm going to another country.
Do not press unless it's an emergency.
Exactly. But if not, like fuck that. I don't want to be hungover tomorrow. I don't want to spend all my money.
Yeah.
If you go to the pub at midday, nothing good's happening after 10 p.m.
Okay. That's the thing. That's really one thing I want to highlight on this podcast is that I don't know if this is the thing in Brisbane, but my God, mate, going to the pub is becoming a rich man's gig in Sydney.
Oh, fuck yeah. 100%. It is like up here as well.
$13 a schooner plus schnitty's like $32.
Yeah.
You got the pubs in Sydney, they're like, Gen Z or Gen Y, whatever the fucking early 20s generation is now.
Yeah.
Or the new generation, they're not buying music festival tickets. They're not going to the pub. It's like, they've got no money, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's $17 a beer. They don't have a spare $600 to go to Splendor.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, you want to go to the pub, have like three beers and a schnitty with your mate. If you're like a 19-year-old uni student, it's like a $73 trip to the pub.
Fuck, mate. It is ridiculous.
We used to drink $3 drinks when we were at uni.
Like, craziness, dude. Yeah,
Wednesday nights at the RA, $3 spirits was fucking unreal.
Dude.
You just don't have it anymore.
And I'm going out to like, I'm also, speaking of being 29, I'm not in nightclubs at all anymore.
No,
it will have to be like some sort of a birthday,
or
wedding,
a Bucks party or something.
Like,
yeah.
Performance enhancers required. Like, I just can't be around it. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but nightclubs, I feel like the music is the same as when we were 18.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not in there being like, oh, what are the kids listening to? I don't understand this. I'm in there going, why are they still playing Soulja Boy?
It's the same DJs.
It's the same fucking DJ. Like, I don't get it. I'm just in there going, what's this new music?
I forgot if it was last year or the year before. For Caitlin's birthday, we went to Retros, which was her like favorite club when we were younger. When we were all working together, we used to go there all the time. And we're like, fuck yeah, let's go. We walked in, we were there for 5 minutes and both just went, this sucks.
Yeah, like, you almost like have to be on pingers
like,
or something.
I can't, like, I've almost ruined what I used to think of this place by coming back now.
Dude,
because this is just fucking terrible.
I even felt that a bit about Vegas. Like, Vegas was sick and crazy, but it's so loud. And, like, you can't go somewhere, have a beer, sit down and talk to people. It's just go the whole time. Which, back when I was 20, if you had to drop me in Vegas, I would have been like, let's fucking go. But waking up on day two, you're like, oh, can we just have a schooner on a balcony somewhere?
I'm single. Like, as far as me picking up, if you can't hear me talk, I don't know what I'm doing for you, really. Billy Darcy is an audio medium. Like, I need to be
heard for podcasting.
Like, honestly, me just doing my little Irish two-step to like Avicii and you can't hear me? Mate, there's no chance. Absolutely Buckley's of me pulling.
Oh, fucking hell.
And that's the thing, just to wrap up the expense thing. Like, I'm going to the pub on the weekends and I'm having, you know, big nights out at the pub, getting as blind as possible with my mates, and it's like a $250 night
of
just going to the pub.
Yeah.
When I was like, obviously inflation and stuff, but in your early 20s, if you spent like $270 on a Saturday night, you've got like strippers on a boat. Like,
dude,
that's like something crazy has happened.
I used to always get cash out when we went out so I wouldn't spend too much. I'd get $100 cash out, and when I got to my last 20, that's when I was like, okay, I know $20 can get me a cab home. So I'd spend $80 on a night out.
Perfect.
Yeah, every time. And now I'm like, that would be like, I feel like that'd be two rounds. You walk in, who wants a drink? Yep, $80 gone. Like,
yeah, it's getting wild out there.
Yeah, even Ubers and shit. Fucking,
it's fucked.
There needs to be an investigation.
For all you young people listening, good fucking life.
Yeah, literally.
Lock You've down got the first chick that likes you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lock her down. It's wild out there. You don't end up like me.
Worked for me.
You don't end up like me shouting a girl a $23 vodka coke with Soldier Boy blasting over your shoulder. Oh, yeah, marketing, is it? Yeah, no, it's very interesting.
Sorry, what?
Comedian.
Oh, love it, love it.
All right, should we wrap things up?
Yeah,
mate,
why not?
Before Perfect. We do, where can people go to get tickets if there's remaining shows?
Yeah, so yeah, get around the remaining tour. Coming back to Brisbane as well, so come through for that one. That'll be sick. Yeah. All the tickets are just on my Instagram, billy.darcy. Just the link in my bio.
Any apostrophe in that? Or
yeah, apostrophe, yeah. So you take Darcy's first name, jot it down the street a bit, put a bill in front of it. And my podcast is called Get Around Me, so get around it.
Yeah.
And that's that. No, cheers,
thanks,
lads.
Thanks fucking for jumping on, mate.
Thanks for coming on, mate.
It's fucking awesome.
It's been fucking great.
Yeah.
That was sick.
Let's get out of here.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four Bs. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four Bs, WK, which stands for Boost Week.
Basically. Ooh, lovely. BBB Boost Week.
So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off using that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
That is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 of worth.
Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.